Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live here on WGR 550 and MSG. And so happy to be joined by Megan Chayka of StatLeets, TSN, ESPN, many other titles. Megan, you're in your office in Niagara-on-the-Lake. How is it going over there right across the river from us in Buffalo?
I'm close. I can almost see the Buffalo border from here. So when you ask me to come on, I'm like, of course. Why would we not want to talk about the Sabres in July?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me ask you, how often do you make the trip over the borders in Buffalo for either some good Trader Joe's or some, you know, specialties here, some chicken wings? How often do you make the trip?
All the tricks that Canadians do, right?
For yes, exactly.
For all the other reasons. I mean, for games too, I love the Sabres. Try to get out there for Bills games as well. I was out there for the combine, so lots of touch points to drive across the border.
Absolutely. It's an easy, I hope you have Nexus or any of those so you can just zoom in, zoom out.
Correct. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about StatLeets a little bit. I know we want to talk about some of these awards and the odds for the way too early awards for next year for the NHL, a little bit about your work with ESPN at the draft. But most importantly, you have been the co-founder and now CEO of StatLeets, which does a lot of the analytics work and a lot of the behind the scenes and, you know, projections and recaps. So how did that come about with you and founding the, you know, the company and what do you guys do now to just keep pushing what has been so, so important in the development of analytics through the NHL?
Really, it started over 15 years ago. And I think part of the thesis was that, you know, data would be really important in all levels of business, not just in sports. So I had a lot of experience from, you know, both university and then in the corporate world that, you know, data was not organized that well. It wasn't structured well, wasn't collected in mindful ways and thought, why not hockey? So saw a gap there 15 years ago. And you can imagine what GMs were thinking, you know, 12, 13 years ago about a woman saying, hey, do you want to do analytics in hockey and how that was received? And definitely the times have changed, which is wonderful. But a lot of the groundwork was, you know, built 10 years out. So figuring about more efficient ways to collect data, really more of a software play. Our main clients are business to business. So if you don't know us, that's a great thing. We're trying to service other businesses, make things work better, collect better data feeds, automate more, create efficiencies. So our number one pitch, I would say, is like, you know, saving time and saving money for our clients, then making better decisions on the back end. So better ways to work with data, whether that's visualizations. And as you know, at TSN, we do a lot of visuals too. So yep. Connecting to viewers of how to understand and keep up with their favorite hockey teams, their favorite hockey players. Even for this awards type thing, we'll talk about a lot of data and what that could look like, you know, next season. So there's so many use cases now. And at Stathletes, we're more of, software as a service, data as a service company.
What's your favorite advanced stats right now? I know a lot of it, like for me, I love goal save above expectations because that's mirrored to goaltending. And I used to think that some goalies were on good teams and you said, they're just average, but they're on good teams. And some really good goalies were on bad teams. And we didn't have something to really, kind of put in numbers. And now we do. That's my favorite. What's your favorite?
I actually like the passing stats. I think that's really interesting because I think we know intuitively who are really good playmakers, but we don't know the difference between like an average playmaker and an above average playmaker. So finding those people that like can complete passes under pressure, that move the puck to, you know, important areas, that create threatening situations. So I'll give you a good example. Matthew Tkachuk is one of the best players or the best player in the league at completing passes from behind the net. Now, why is that important? Well, it disorients goalies. Right. If you can complete a pass from behind the net to the slot, that's a really high quality scoring chance. So, you know, those players that were like, we know how good they are, but like, how can we quantify that with data? And in that like playmaking passing area, I think it will just revolutionize how those players are not only selected for like roster management, but maybe even like construction of lines, because you can like pair them with people that complement them even more.
Yeah, and it led to Sam Reinhart scoring over 50 goals for the first time in his career. All those passes from below the goal line to Sam in the slot, the goalie can't readjust, and boom, it's in the back of the net. I think that Sam Reinhart would be like you saying, I love that stats of Matthew Tkachuk
exactly.
And the pass completion from below the goal line. Absolutely. So you mentioned TSN. You do some great work with TSN and, with some of the odds and some of the advanced numbers, but you also were on the panel for the draft with ESPN. How was that? I just talked to Jordan LaBarber of Sabres.com and we kind of recapped a little bit our experience at Sphere, but what was your experience, you know, the first round, everything that happened and being there in Vegas in that unique building for the draft?
It was unbelievable. Like, I really do think the NHL knocked it out of the park. And I don't know if, I mean, the general sentiment seemed to be that it was like otherworldly, yeah. But I don't think it could have gone better. I mean, just the type of environment that you're in and how exciting it is for those like young guys to step up on that Sphere level element. It was just amazing. And, you know, ESPN does a wonderful job. I mean, they do a lot of like first rounds too, a lot of big broadcasts for other drafts. Yeah. So getting ideas from, you know, the NFL and the NBA about how to like really make people understand how cool it is at that draft level and like the player development journey that these players really are on, and that it's really not like the end of their junior journey. It's just like a part of a transition in their career and the types of players even that these teams are getting. I think those are the stories that need to be told at the draft and to like get the fan base really excited about the type of players that are coming to their teams. You know, really trying to work on that this year, especially. So I thought it was a really, really special year. A lot of players, like even to see Iginla go to Utah. I mean, that was a really touching moment. There was just a lot of really cool things that happened during the draft. So I'm just really honored to be a part of it at all.
So obviously you had to do a lot of homework on the players. Last year, Connor Bedard, you know, drafted first overall, made the NHL. We didn't expect Zach Benson, you know, to make the NHL, and he did. So Macklin Celebrini is going to play with the San Jose Sharks. But who is the, you know, the next one of the first rounder that you think will play in the NHL when it's all said and done? Because we got some really, really big names at the top, like Levshinov was pretty big with Michigan State, but with Chicago drafting him, Ivan Demidov to the Montreal Canadiens. I thought that was, you know, a bit of a slip for him to get to number five. But who's the one that, other than Celebrini, that has a chance to play?
I think you touched on it. I think it's Demidov. I think Celine Dion to the NHL pipeline is going to happen. Amazing that he slipped to number five for them. I mean, what a skilled all-around shooter. Just like potent offense. I think there were other reasons maybe that he slipped. It wasn't his like hockey prowess. So of someone that I think could be number two draft at any draft, not just this one. He's the player that I think could make the biggest splash if he plays in the, if he wants to play in the NHL, if they get him there, whether it's next year, whether it's 2 to 5 years. I mean, I think he's going to be a really big player in the NHL.
Yeah, I think Montreal got themselves a really good one, and they've got a lot of young prospects, which makes life hard for the Sabres because they're in the same division. And we always kind of compare with Ottawa and Detroit and Montreal and Buffalo. And who's that team that's going to take the step forward? So that will be interesting. Megan Chayka of StatLeets, TSN, ESPN is joining us here on Sabres Live on WGR 550 and MSG. Okay. Way too early odds for awards winner of the 24-25 season. We talked a little bit about Tage Thompson being tied 18th at plus 10,000 for the Rocket when I had Jordan on. I feel like that's disrespect to Tage Thompson. I get it. Auston Matthews, the best goal scorer, and probably will win it again this year. But I would have expected Tage to be in the top 10. Where do you see Tage Thompson fitting when it comes to goal scoring this season after a down year last year, you know, when he had, you know, less than 30, but 47 2 years ago?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a tough one for Thompson because you're wondering what underlying issues happen for him to slide like that. I mean, he has that heavy shot, right? Three shots over 100 miles per hour, 46 in that 90 to 100 miles per hour range. So like one of the top 10 players for speed, but certainly a drop off from last season, the season before, where he had 10 shot attempts over 100. So you know there's something happening in terms of like speed or like how he's playing. 17 one-timer goals in that 22-23 season, only 6 last season. So there were like areas that like give you that question of where will he be and what does that regression look like? Hopefully upwardsly for the Sabres, but maybe not to the extent that he had 2 seasons ago. And I mean, the trick with like odds is, of course, yes, Matthews is going to be the favorite, right? Yep. Minus 115, almost breaking that 70 goal scoring. Really hard to catch, but I'll compare him to Tage for a second in an interesting way. So when we look at a different style of shot, that catch and release, where they're able to grab the puck within 1 second, they fire it on the goal. So not a one-timer, like Tage Thompson can also score.
Yep.
But sort of that unique dynamic release. Over the last three seasons, Austin Matthews has 65 catch and release goals to lead the NHL, and Tage Thompson is in second with 47. So he can score in different ways. So maybe there is some disrespect to not have him top 10 if he's healthy, but probably the bookmakers are saying, I'm not sure what's going on last season, and I'm going to err on the side of caution with Thompson.
Yeah, obviously that top line with Buffalo will look different. No Jeff Skinner this year. Who will play the left side? Is it Jay Paterka? Do you put Jason Zucker there? Do you still have maybe a trick in the hat to acquire somebody to play on that left side? It will be interesting. I love that stat of the one-timer. He went from 17 goals on the one-timer 2 years ago. A lot of them on the power play, and the power play dropped last year, and Tage had the hand injury and only had 6 one-timer goals. If that goes back to 17, I mean, maybe goes up to 20. We're talking close to 50 goals probably for Tage Thompson, which would be awesome.
Could be, but may not beat Austin Matthews even if he does score 50.
I know, but he would be higher than tied for 18th in the odds if that was the case. Okay, how about this one? The Vezina Trophy has Connor Hellebuyck at plus 600, Shesterkin at plus 600, and Jeremy Swayman at plus 600. They're tied. They're all three tied for first in the odds. And we don't see Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen on that list at all. He's not even in the top 10. He's not on any list. But he was one of the better goalies in the second half last year. Could we see Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen coming in and making a stand for, hey, look at me, I could be a Vezina Trophy winner?
Or at least in the conversation. Last season, he did play really well. When you talked about saves above expected, he was in the top 10. He was 9th.
Yeah.
With over plus 10 saved than he should have saved with an average goaltender. And the 9th best save percentage on scoring chances. So those high-quality shots, he was at 80.6% saving them. So very decent, very good. I mean, is he going to beat some of those top 3? Probably not, and that's why he's priced that way. But a major improvement, and that's something that the Sabres desperately need because their defensive structure wasn't great. You know, whether we look at on-man rushes, they were one of the worst in the league, and their power play was also the worst. They're not scoring. Defensively, they're not sound. There's a lot that would ride on a goaltender to save them in some of those games to even have a chance of making the playoffs this season.
Yeah, well, you mentioned how Luukkonen faced a lot of danger chances and dangerous shots. I felt like he got so much more confident in the second half of the season. Now he has to get a contract, but arbitration should settle that. At least he'll be in camp and ready to make his mark again. And last but not least, Megan, I want to touch on Rasmus Dahlin because we here in Buffalo, and you're Niagara on the Lake right now, so I'm going to include you in our bubble of Buffalo, Western New York. We see what Dahlin does day in, day out, right? And the rest of the league looks at the numbers. And 2 years ago was on pace for over a point a game. Then it settled down in the second half a little bit. Last year, not as high. But Dahlin does so much more than just the points. Right now, he's 9th on the odds behind Makar and Fox and Hughes and Bouchard and Yossi and those guys. But could he be one that is great value at plus 2,000 to maybe win the Norris Trophy?
Yes, and he's actually my favorite value for the Buffalo Sabres. You know, one of the youngest defensemen in that points over the last two seasons, and indications he's improving. What I like to think about Dahlin, too, is defensively, just how amazing he is when you're talking about the details of his game. So he actually led the NHL in puck recovery. So getting the puck back, not just for defensemen, for any player, and pass interceptions last year. Mm-hmm. He was also one of the best in the league in completed stretch passes. So those longer passes, he's able to see his target, make that pass, a really smart player. So offensively, he can set up players, top 5 in scoring, chance assists, meaning he sets up his teammates for high quality assists. But what I really like about Dahlin and what I think you're saying and I know as well is he's incredible defensively. So he's the whole package for a defenseman. He's what you want a defenseman to be. If I was voting and I could see these stats, he would be top 3 for me. And maybe as we roll out more data in the NHL, he'll be higher on people's list just because of how impactful he is defensively.
Okay, well, we got to keep banging that drum and keep the promotion out there for Rasmus Dahlin. He should not be at plus 2,000. He should be a lot higher. We could do an extra hour on many other statistical numbers and all of that. We'll get you back on the show when the season starts, Megan. I want you to enjoy the summer and do what you got to do, but it was awesome to have your visit and be able to put some numbers like the Thompson number, the Luke and the number, the Dahlin numbers to be able to see what next year is going to be like. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Anytime.
It was Megan Chaika of StatLeets. We'll be right back to end our Thursday edition of Sabres Live here in a couple of minutes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.